Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 3 of 1 Peter chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to His great mercy, has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith, for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, even though now, for a little while if necessary, you have been distressed by various trials, so that the proof of your faith, being more precious than gold which perishes though tested by fire, may be found to result in praise, glory, and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And though you have not seen Him, you love Him. And though you do not see Him now, but believe in Him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, obtaining as the outcome of your faith the salvation of your souls.
Harsh persecution for being a follower of Christ isn't something most of us have been subjected to here in the United States. Perhaps those of us who are believers have been rejected, ridiculed, or treated unfairly. But at this point in history, physical suffering, imprisonment, or death haven't been a typical experience. However, in other places around the globe, believers are severely oppressed for their faith. But whatever negative treatment we may encounter, the Bible consistently recommends a response of patient endurance and joy in the Lord. Jesus said anyone mistreated for His sake is actually blessed, and Peter points out that from God's point of view, such oppression is designed to prove our faith genuine. Whenever the church is persecuted, it is purified because those who remain are dedicated followers of Jesus. Persecution can have a similar purifying effect on our personal life. Having comforts, pleasures, and idols of this world stripped away can drive us to the Lord for strength and grace. Then, pride, self-centeredness, and self-confidence lose their grip, and in our weakness, we recognize God and His eternal inheritance as our only hope. Though oppression is certainly nothing you or I would want, we can take heart, knowing that even in such extreme situations, there are blessings that lead to rejoicing in Christ.